Title: California's New Emergency Hospice Regulations, Key Requirements for Providers. Content: For the first time in California's history, hospice agencies have become subject to comprehensive hospice-specific licensing regulations adopted on an emergency basis and effective June 22, 2026. The California Department of Public Health's CDPH Emergency Regulations add Title 22, California Code of Regulations, CCR, Sections 74800 through 74908, 1, to address serious hospice fraud and abuse concerns identified by the California State Auditor in a 2022 report, 2, and CDPH's determination that immediate action was needed to protect patient health and safety. 3, the new regulations apply to both existing licensees and new applicants, add significant new requirements for CDPH approval of transactions and other operational changes, such as the licensee's physical location, and authorize CDPH to conduct unannounced inspections to verify compliance. Providers would benefit from reviewing their operations against the new requirements below. Current moratorium: the emergency regulations are accompanied by a continuing moratorium on new hospice licenses. The moratorium originated with SB 664, 2021-4, enacted in response to the California State Auditor's findings of widespread fraud and abuse in the hospice industry, including administrators overseeing as many as 27 agencies operating without signage or qualified personnel, and licenses being obtained solely for resale. AB 177, 2024-5, subsequently extended the moratorium, setting it to expire on January 1, 2027, or 1 year after the adoption of emergency regulations, whichever is sooner. Accordingly, the moratorium is now expected to lift on January 1, 2027. Prospective hospice operators seeking licensure must account for this restriction when evaluating entry into the California market, and existing licensees should recognize that the moratorium underscores CDPH's heightened scrutiny of the industry during this period. Geographic service areas and the 2-hour travel standard to respond to concerns about response times and quality of care. Section 74820 establishes a geographic service area framework built around a specific response standard. A hospice must guarantee that a licensed nurse will appear in person, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, within 2 hours after receiving information that a patient within the geographic service area has a medical need or that a safety concern exists. 6. The service area calculation requires hospices to document actual commute times during peak traffic windows on non-holiday weekdays, take at least 4 samples, and submit proof with timestamps showing that personnel can reach the proposed geographic service area within 2 hours from the parent agency's address. Beyond the travel time standard, service areas may only include counties where an unmet need for hospice services exists, determined by comparing the estimated number of likely eligible patients in a county to existing licensed hospice capacity. Each county must be individually approved in writing by CDPH before the hospice may initiate, advertise, or provide services there. A hospice may not accept a patient whose primary residence is outside its approved geographic service area. Providers who have historically enrolled patients across broadly defined regions should review their current service area documentation against these standards. Staffing ratios and care planning: the regulations establish statewide staffing ratios and require hospices to provide staffing by licensed nurses 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. A licensed nurse, whether a registered nurse or licensed vocational nurse, may be assigned no more than 12 patients at any one time. Hospices must also implement a patient acuity system that predicts care needs and validates required nursing time, reviewed at least annually by a committee that includes direct care registered nurses, with adjustments implemented within 30 days of identified issues. Patients may only be admitted to hospice on physician orders and require initial certification of the patient's terminal illness by the hospice medical director or designee in consultation with the attending physician, with specific signature and dating requirements. The certification must include a patient-specific narrative supporting a prognosis of 1 year or less and must be filed in the medical record. California's definition of terminal illness uses a 1-year prognosis.